Look at that stuff. Look at this stuff. Terrible.
It looked at something. And
it's a little far.
Very far.
I don't think it delivers.
He does. We're over. But
over 80 like that. Man.
That stuff looks a lot more.
It's supposed.
It's much calmer, like it's much easier to eat.
It's yeah. He said he. What's the name says that it's real Chinese. It's like more authentic Chinese. That's how authentic Chinese is. I don't know. That. Somebody was saying. Well, it's not Landau's friend who worked there.
Where is this place?
It's called Teavon. It's in Jackson. If you go New Prospect, you know, there's like a Quick Trick over there, right past like a few little shopping centers. But right, yeah, right next to Chick Chick.
It's just a Chick Chick. What's Chick Chick? It's Chick Chick over there. There's a barber already there.
What's the place?
It's a Chinese takeout.
It's
like authentic
it's
Chinese.
A takeout.
Oh, just a takeout.
You can't eat there. It's a
you
window.
You just slept there just to pick up?
I went there. I was in the area, so I went there. For the island, you know? Judah was. Can't come without food. Doesn't drive. Machine garnished. I mean, it's unbelievable because everybody in the Chabura, nobody at 9 o'clock, we're not talking about Chabura who don't eat. Everybody ate already.
Yeah, but there's nothing like getting food outside the house.
Yeah, but how much?
No, I didn't bring a lot, by the way. I brought 8 egg rolls. They're small. They're not big egg rolls.
Doesn't matter.
Next to it's perfect.
You're eating, you eat a half an egg roll?
He's yeah, not, he's yeah. Like no, but like a few guys in the Chabura who sit down, I mean, they eat. It's not like... You know, some guys sit down and eat. Like, a guy eats a little bit. Some guys, really. You know what I mean? L'shem yichud. You'll never be skinny. Judah, it's no matter what you do.
There's a restaurant in Deal, Chinese restaurant.
Yeah, Chang Mao.
Yeah.
Oh, this has it tied up.
I was there a couple of times.
It's been around 150 years. I don't trust those people as far as I can throw them. I mean, they have mashgiach, they have Rabbi Garnhaus, he's a good mashgiach.
I walked over there to Mazda.
But they're such sly people.
Rabbi Garnhaus was in Singer Shire?
Yeah, he's a mashgiach there for at least 30 years.
I went to Mazda and Moore.
Sits in the back, Gemara.
Rabbi Mazda and Moore, do you know that
place? What's Mazda and Moore?
It's a place that sandwiches, you get Mazda there.
In Deal?
You go through the whole winter, the summer, it's packed. I went 2 days afterwards. They're sitting there with computers on the side, two guys, not a... The chef looks, he's smiling, there's a person there. Nobody.
Yeah, but during the summer they're wiped.
They can't. Like,
that's where the support comes is.
There's a lot of eateries over there now.
Yeah.
It's not like it used to be one eatery, yeah. A lot of Syrians. Mice, they still like Lapai. For some reason, they still come here. They like the quick, the matzah, the this. I'm doing a job in Virginia. I called the lady to order something in the ABC there. Slow down. Why are you going? I apologize. I'm New Jersey. It took like literally 5 minutes to say like my account and what I want. Lakewood is done. Like the guy already has it in his truck. You know what I mean? Like,
I can't stand it.
It's like, and then where do you want me to?
When you call.
What's the Indian lady?
No, when you call, like, okay, so do you want blah, blah, blah? That's what you ordered last based on your phone number.
Oh.
Like, shut
up. The one who has it down the best, which is amazing because he's the newest, is Mike's Chicken. He literally has it. It's a machine. It's a food producing machine.
He has a very small menu.
He just...
Try having a big menu like Klopp and being able to ship it out like they do.
Yeah. You know what Klopp has to prepare beforehand?
Right. But Mike's Chicken, your mom, she think chicken and it's in your belly. It's like that's how it feels. That's what it feels like. And the stuff stinks from here to Mississippi. You don't get it out of your system.
Did you keep it in your car?
Keep it in your car. It's 3-4 days. They're eating. What's it called?
It's the best.
It's horrible. It's horrible.
Maybe you should put it into your.
Your frunk, you're right. I wonder if it'll smell from there.
But you'll forget it.
For the makers.
Not because you don't forget, you come in.
If you know it's at night, because another day if you buy.
Better he leaves his Gemara at home than the food.
Matzah Shabbos, what are we doing? Pizzle. Matzah Shabbos, a little pizza? Action.
Can't
you busy? Where you going? For what? Zayda? You going to Zayda? With your family? Avrami's going?
How much room does Zayda have?
I don't know. I was never there.
Yeah.
Really? What does he have, a two-story house? Where is this? Isn't it on the second floor?
That's what I thought.
He
lives on the third, second
floor. Does
he have no tenants
anymore? Well, he does. The middle floor
is the basement.
And he still has a
bedroom. Doesn't his daughter live in the first floor? They pay rent? Oh, it's free. I'm just curious. I'm just
Section 8.
I just want to know, like, yeah, Section 8.
Yeah, most people still get Section 8 for living in their own.
So the rest of it's empty? He doesn't have tenants?
No, floor is lucky, half a lake
of
it. Well, Lakewood? Everything's under the shore, so they get it.
No.
Not so simple. Years ago, they figured
what,
it out.
What, to get it or not get it?
To get
you put it on the
Shver's
name, and then you get.
No,
Shver's
not simple.
For 20 years, they figured that. 20 years ago, they figured that.
No, Shver, you won't get it. Somebody just asked me if I could put his house. His. He has a house. He has two Adams. They wanna. So if I could put the house under my name, they'll get HUD. It's guaranteed money.
Yeah, but how much? Is it going great?
No, it's enough. He figured it out. Yeah.
He'll cover the mortgage.
I think so. He has a way to do it, but I told him I'm not putting the house in my name. I mean, he's like, "What do you mean? You'll have a free house? I'm not doing this. You don't pay the mortgage, and I'm stuck. And I'm too nice of a guy.
This is times two.
It's a duplex. I'm stuck paying the mortgage for this guy for 6 months, and then strictly title.
Can't
evict him. You can't buy. No, what am I gonna do with it?
Because then if they don't pay...
No, he put money in down payment and then fucked it backwards way. I have no idea. Zayda is Alta Zayda. I have no idea how he did it. Gibbs a Ganeitza somehow, you know what I mean?
That's what Aguda should work on that.
What?
Should be their new project.
It's nuts. Everything's so expensive. It's like not a normal thing. I just speaking to someone yesterday. He was telling me, he says, when he bought a house 20 years ago, his father gave him $10,000, and his Shver gave him $10,000. That's how he bought his house. He got the 2%, he had to do 2% down or something. He had a first-time homeowner. He's like, today...
I got that for 3%.
He was telling me, because his daughter got married, they have one kid, And his daughter decided. His daughter called him after. Went to the Shofar Sukkos. We're staying at Shofar Sukkos. What do you mean you're staying? We're staying. We decided it makes sense, huh? What about all your stuff? You just pack it up, send it. I don't know. Figure it, put it in storage. I don't know. You have an apartment there. I found someone who rented it for most of the time, huh? Like, you guys took the medication today. And so he's saying like.
Who is he? Who's he to tell them what to do?
Yeah, no, he's fine with it, but it was funny, like, you know. But then, like, he was telling me that they have to buy a house, the cheapest house you can find is $700,000-$800,000. You're not finding a house cheaper anywhere. Anyway, that's in, like, you know, that's, I don't know where.
$30,000.
So he says, if I'm like a klutz Shver, if I give them less than $100,000, I didn't give them any, they can't do it. Like, it's just, forget it. Don't give me anything. Like, don't give me just
cantivus. Right. Give us $50,000.
Like, what do I do with $50,000?
You want me to say thank you?
Yeah, what exactly? That's like my friend whose son-in-law said, if you don't mind, if I can finish Seder. He's even sugar now, okay? That's like the Rashid with the frog. It never happened, but yeah.
Amazing. That's
Come to my yeshiva. We'll show you exactly how it's done. A long 72 minutes after the Osman.
72 minutes
after the Seder is a Seder. A small Seder. Just an hour and a half.
And God will be so good at his life.
He's still mad about it.
Who, the buffer or the receiver?
Probably both.
Still mad about the story that never happened. It's the theory. You could only get mad at that if you live in Ocean Point. Like we wouldn't get mad about it. Okay, fine, we understand. To us it's not a problem. And Bizik Soloveitchik, I told you, after Tisha B'Av, he learned for 2 hours before he ate.
On his own.
Every person can choose to do whatever they want.
You do whatever you want for yourself.
But if somebody's
controlling. Oh, you said if a guy doesn't eat for 2 hours afterwards, he won't be a godly, you said.
No.
That's what you just said.
Everybody takes out what they
want.
Yeah,
fine.
Everybody
I just make it sure. Okay,
want.
Fine.
You heard what you wanted to hear.
No. He made up what he wanted to hear. He didn't care.
Yeah, you also made up that whole story. You never heard it. Okay, Helmut is mad because his son probably went to learn some way, you know what I mean? Didn't help in the house. Are these guys come back with, like, my friend's son-in-law? They're just staying in Florida.
Once you go, you realize that you bring your family after, follow behind.
It's like from the Mechuma.
Hey, listen, we're in Boca. It's a nice place. Let's just stay there.
Let's just stay there, yeah.
It's a nice community.
Yeah.
Hey,
you know, you don't bring any of your winter clothes, any of your long skirts and your long sleeves. Just bring all summer clothing, you know. Lace top you can bring along. Eh, you don't need that. Just the top. Anyway. 100. Avi. 100,000 times. Chapler, guarantee you, the first thing he said, we got to move. It's crazy. Look at this place. Look at it, it's great.
It's the only thing they discuss.
Wouldn't Libby do well in the shul? We have to get a little chabura, make a matzah, guarantee. Put it on the chabura chat. These guys. All right, let's go. They're zikha 20 pounds more because all they do is eat. When they come back tomorrow, everybody should congratulate them on the extra belly. Let's go. Kuf Mem Beis. Is Ashkacha practice today? But I'm not telling you until we finish the Gemara. When you
finish the Gemara?
Yeah, if you see it, let me know. I think it's Ashkacha practice.
So we have to not finish the Gemara today?
No, we have to try to finish. I said to myself, we better finish because it's late. Let's go. Today's share sponsored, Fush Lame, all the people. Paul Zamzat Merachel and Brian Demiriam Bas. I'm going to say that name because it's important. Brian Demiriam Bas, Rezal Soro. Shabba Fush Lame, Miller Chemotherapy. Yeah, Lama again. And hopefully all the hostages will get out. Zok the Gemara Vaita. So we're up to Reb Sheshin. Reb Sheshin says, I'm Zakal Uber is Kona. So Gemara says, Amar Reb Sheshin, Menah, I mean, what the six lines, Kuf Mem Beis, I'm an Aleph. Six lines from the top. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
That's
you know what the Uber is, right? I don't have to bring Rabbi Stefanski's potato head. No, that was the tumtum that he brought. No, it was over also, yeah. Anyway. He said there's a tumtum in the room. A guy had a big potato head sitting there. One of his guys put next to him a potato head. That was a tumtum. anyway. So, I'm Rosh Hashanah, I mean a lot. It is covered over. I don't know if you know. I don't know when the last time you played Potato Head, baby. Unrecognizable. You're right. That is a Taina.
Potato Head.
Or potato. Times are changing. He's right. They woke up. I'm not saying Menah Minala. How do you know? Yeah. I'm not saying Menah Minala. How do you know this halacha? The Tanya, we have a Bryce, a Gersha Mace. You have a convert that died. We had this in BMG. Everybody took his car. People took his stuff. People took it. People grabbed. Remember Kenny? Gersha Mace, but he had a Yerush God. He had a sister, I think. His sister doesn't get Yerush?
Ger?
Oh, it's a Ger, so she was a... Gersha Meis, Ubizbizu Yisrael Nechosov. So you have a convert that died, and it was like a plate of herring in the Gersh Tibble, you know. As soon as it's done, boom. So, that's only Chaim Michal Mirzhu understands. That's the only thing. Then all of a sudden, see, he came in a Sadduachzin. So now we have to take everything out of the Swiss accounts. His wife was pregnant. There was a, what, how do you call it, a fetus? Correct? Uber. What's an Uber? Uber is a fetus, no? Is that something wrong?
No.
I don't know. Could be. I don't want the guys in Florida to freak out. Chayav al Haksit. Nah, they're not up till 9:30. Chayav al Haksit.
I can put it up.
Which thing? Oh, yeah. Chayav al Haksit. So, you have to return it. Echziroi Hakol. Well, so you return it, and then you heard that this kid that they thought was alive died. So here's so the first guy, the guys who were kind of originally are not kind of to make a new kinya. So if you have ubers like kani, so they're already kind of. So what do you have to do this for? What have to be kind of again? They're done. Elamai, Uber. What's that?
Well, who says it's gonna be a boy? It could be
a girl. He's like Uber Loikani. Elamai, Uber is Kani. That's a riot, Rav Sheshes. He's still a girl's Yerush. Lomalachzuka Vishnia, Achzikalu Chazimna, Amabaya, no. Yerusha Abba Me'elel Shine. He came in a riot from over here. When it comes to, since the Yerusha Abba, we're talking about Matana now, so you. If you give a gift, if you Mizakal Uber. That doesn't work, maybe. A Yerusha Bomelel, that maybe could pass down to Ober. That's Abaya's rebuttal on the Raya. Rav Amar, Shain Hasam, the Refuye Marpiyam Biyadayu, Mikara. That when they originally was Zoicha, they weren't sure if there's a kid there. And Mela, their original Kenyan wasn't a good Kenyan. So Gemara says, Rav is saying, really, we hold, I'm Zakal Uba, doesn't matter, Yusha Bamaleo, it doesn't matter, you're not Kaina. Over there, the reason why he's not Kaina is not because of the Uber, and Uber's talking not Kaina, it was because their original Kenya was a Shvacha Kenya, because they weren't sure. So Gemara said, my Benayu, what's Nafkamina? Ikamina Shom Bashamase. Veloy Mace, Ba'akach Mace. So Mela, you can't say that his original king is not a good Kenyan. Because they heard that he died. Really, he didn't die. That would be one off Kenyan. So going to Rava, the whole word is that it was a Shvacha Kenyan. It's not a Shvacha Kenyan because they thought he died. According to Abaya, then you won't have this. Because Abaya's whole word is that Yerusha Bamela is different. So over here, if they were shown by Shemes, so then you would lachar you would be kinda. That's one thing. Igbana Shom by Shemes Loy Mes. Vachemes, that's it. That's the Gemara saying, that's Tafkamina. So Toshma. So the Gemara wants to bring a raya that we will try to bring a raya to Reb Sheshes. Tinuk min yoy mechod, neuchel umanchel. A kid that's one day old. He inherits and he's a taker and a giver. It means he gets and he could pass it along. Ben yoim echad in or baloy. You see the uber cannot. It's a raya for kefir sheshes. So it's a uber cannot be manchel. So you see it's only if he's born, he has the rights. But if he wasn't born, he doesn't have the rights. Ha'amarav sheshes noichel benichsei aim lahankel la'achem ra'av. Totally off. The Gemara over there is just saying, you have a brother, a kid that has brothers from the father. He has a mother. In order for his brothers to Yarshin, he has to be born to Yarshin. If he's born, even for 1 minute, so then he gets the inheritance from his mother, and then he dies, he passes along to his brothers. But if he wasn't born, if him and his mother both passed away together, So you don't know who died first. If his mother died first, I mean, nothing to do with this sugya. Uber kaina, we're not handling mechlal. This maybe Uber is yet kaina, and over there we're handling. We don't know who died first, and now we assume that the kid died first, and therefore he can't be yerish as an Uber. So his brothers and I don't get it. So who gets it? The mother's brothers. The mother's brothers will get the Yerusha of her. The Gemara says, "Neichel menichse av lahanchel laachem minaim lahanchel laachem minav v'davke minyayim echad avol ober loy." Ober will not give to his brothers. Why? My timer. The who? My inspiration. Because if they both died, you assume he died first. Vein aben yerush to see my bekever lahanchel laachem minav. If the kid died first, then the mother died, he doesn't have the ability to pass it along to his Yershim, because he never got it, because his mother, he died first. So male, the mother's brothers would get it. That's what we're saying over there. Not that Uber Leikani, maybe Uber would be Yerush, and Uber is good. But over here we're talking about that he never got it to give it over to his brothers. Lememra to whom my inspiration? So you tell me that he dies first? That's what you're telling me. V'ahava uvda, there was a story. Uparchas tlasa parkusi. He did a cartwheel, three cartwheels. After he died. I mean, after the mother died, he did three cartwheels. That's not a raya. That's just a. After you cut off a tail, it still has no chiyah, it still flies around. I once shechted a chicken in my backyard, and the chicken runs after the head is off.
So the little baby did three cartwheels?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a movement thing. It's a I don't know, instinct, a thing. I'm not sure exactly why it moves. The nerves, I'm not sure.
It's muscle spasms.
Muscle spasms, okay. So I mean, that doesn't mean anything. Movement doesn't mean anything. Doesn't mean that there's no raya that it died afterwards. So Gemara is assuming that it died first, and it died first, you can't give it over to your brothers. So now the uncles get it. Zakti Gemara. My brother of Yosef Mishmei Derava Amar Loimar Shemayit Bechelik Bechayra. What we're saying over here is, this kid, we're not Bechal handling Uber kaino, not kaino. That's not bechlal the sugya over here. We're handling if this kid is memayit chelik b'chayra, which means you have two kids, you have $1,200. That's the way his mom puts it down. So the b'char would get 800, and the other kid would get 400. Now you have a kid that's born. So if the father died while he's Uber, he does not take away from the bechira of the older kid. So it means right away, he gets a third. He gets 400.
This Uber.
No, the bechir. Uber is not the bechir. There's a bechir over here. 1,200. There's about. He gets. No, but once he's born, he gets money, right? But he's not ma'ir chelik bechira. Now, the nafkamina is, if you go through the Pshan, the Rajbam, it's basically $50, half a mana, is what's the nafkamina. If your Uber gets a chelik, if the Uber knocks off the Bukhar or doesn't knock off the Bukhar. Once the Uber is born, he gets part of the Yerusha. But because he's an Uber when the father died, he doesn't affect the Bukhar part of the guy. That's all.
The Uber is a third brother?
Yeah.
So if it's born.
So if it's a. Right, so he would get.
He would get 600.
So he says. Now he says. One second. He
the
says.
Uber's number three.
The Uber's number three. Here, let's see. He says.
Get 600
or 800. There was the Uber any Russian. One second. Keep going. Yaakov Shemez v'niach shnei banim. Reuven v'Shimon v'niach shnei masamana. $1,200. So Roy, habachar. Roy habachar little pishnaim ke'echav menachav. V'yitli Reuven shmeina manim. Shimon Arba Manim. Really should take 800. He takes 400. That's done deal. No, Levi Bechai Yaakov.
Umes Yaakov by Yoim Achre Ladies Levi Nimsa Nata Ruben Shisha Vishimon Shlosha Velevi Shlosha. That's regular. Umes Levi by Yoim Achre Misa Aviv the Havli Ben Yoim Echad Umankal Achav Shlosha Manam Aroy Loi Veilu Yitu Ruben. One second. Shemekach Echav Levi Hu Yerush Nimsa Ruben Noitel Shiva Manu.
So you get 750. Ruving at 750 instead of the 800. That's the 50 mana.
Hashem and Dal manan.
Because Levi died.
He doesn't get any.
Levi died that day. So now they split the 300.
Right, they split from his money. But one second, but he says, wait a second. Dafka ben yoy mechad. Avalimo yo Levi Uber. Hey, this is the punchline. Levi was a Uber. Kishmeis of Yaakov. So basically, there's two boys, and then there's a Uber. Va'achar no Levi. So ain't a mile chelik b'chora, el chelik b'pshitas ketzad. Meis oviv, Papa died. Noitel Reuven min hashnayim asamanim, arba manim b'chelik b'chora.
Right.
He takes 400 bucks. Kilo ain't over boilam. Shor eloy niach Yaakov banim yeludim el Reuven m'shimon. V'shmoyin manim anaisarim yachloka m'shalosh. Because a third, right away, the way it works in b'chora, a third the guy gets. That you knock off right away. So the older brother gets 400, the other 800, they split.
We had the same judgment by Tumtum.
One second. V'shmoyin manim anaisarim yachloka m'shalosh Reuven m'shimon v'levi. One second. Hashem Eloneiach Yaakov Banim. Right. So right away at the beginning, you don't the Bechelik Bechor does not get affected by this Uber, even though today he's born. Because yesterday, when the father died, that Uber wasn't there. So do you make believe he wasn't there for the split of the Bechor? The baby wasn't there. Right. The Uber was there. He wasn't born. So right away today he gets 400 as if the guy wasn't around. Now you take the other 800, you split it to three because now he's around. So for that part, you have to split. Usually, he would get 800. Right. Now, because he's born today, as due, so you say, okay, so now you take the 800, but his 400 didn't get affected. The 800, you split into three, whatever that is. What's 803? I have no idea. Shalish manim chaser shlish. Right? Yechlok men shalish ruvim v'shim olevi, kolach yitel shalish manim chaser shlish. 800 times... 266, right. They all take. Nimtzu Reuven noitel arba manim shal chelik b'chara. B'shloisha manim chaser shlish chelik pshitusoi. U'machzich shal chelik Levi. Nahayinu manim v'shlish. Sach hakol ches manim. V'im hayu asara achin yachloku. Whatever. Fine. But,
Let's look realistic. No 10 kids.
Yeah. But that's basically the difference. The difference is that chelik b'chara does not get affected. So that's what Rabbi Yosef Breder, Mishmei Derava says. Ma Breder Rabbi Yosef, Mishmei Derava. Amar loy Mishmei Mechel B'chor, v'davke ben yoyim echad av, uber loy, my time, v'yod loy, am rachmano. It's v'yod loy, amar ma Breder Rabbi Yosef, Mishmei Derava, ben shenor l'achim yisav, v'yinam ma Mechel B'chor, my time, v'yod loy, am rachmano, v'oleko. Besura maas nahachi, v'mundisa maas nahachi, amar ma Breder Rabbi Yosef, Mishmei Derava, v'chor shenor l'achim yisav, v'yinam noy t'l pishnayim, my time, yakram rachmano, v'holesa the yakir. Hilchos al klai nishin the Amar Mar Breda of Yosef Shmei Derava. That's halachas like all these halachas. Right. Yeah, they're not arguing. Yeah, they are saying the same thing. Zakti Gemara Amar Yitzchak Amar Yochanan Amar Zakel Uber. So you have a situation. A guy goes ahead.
What does that mean though? Rochar shenoyle the Acham Yisus Avir, Einan Eto Pishnayim.
Like what was saying.
How is that possible? What? Who else is getting a
Yerusha? You have twins. He's getting 100%. You have twins. Twins are born. That's what Rambam says. Keep going. Yolo Teumim. Oy, Hayul Yaakov Nosham Harba. Hakai. Venel Ruven Achim Isasa Malevi Yosef Rachel. Guys, something wrong with him. If you have five wives, you'd never be able to go away to Florida. You know what I mean? One is always Brahm.
Bukhara right. Goes by the father, no?
The father's done.
Father's done.
How does the Nosham Harbi help?
They're both born after. There's a Bukhara, there's two babies, but they're both born after. They
right. So both his wives are pregnant.
Yeah. Yeah. This guy's a winner, that's what I'm telling you.
No.
Yeah, okay.
Left behind two pregnant wives, each bore a son.
Can you imagine the Koopa you have to collect for this guy?
Many wives, many Amanas, many sons.
You know what the sign's going to look like? Anyway. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mezakel Uber Loikana. A guy, if you're Mezakel Uber, which means you You want to give your the fetus something like on a mitzvah mishnah say no I our mishnah seems to be our mishnah it is kind of however dietary shall adam kriva etzel benoy it's different which means that really a mezakel uber kana but the problem with mezakel uber is that you know what I'm saying is what the gemara is saying is however dietary shall adam kriva etzel benoy the Rambam says that a guy's gomer a makna. To give it to his son. So really, a mezakel uber is kana no, in a place where you gomer a makna. Means why does it work by a son?
So stam, it's not kana. You have to have
only because you're not gomer a makna, but not because of the uber, because of you. Means a guy, if I go ahead and give a gift to somebody's fetus, I'm not really.
A lot of questions.
No, I'm saying I don't really have a mind to give it. It's hearsay, because nobody who gives a gift like that. It's not a normal thing. Yeah, it's the what? No, that's not a problem. Double shalom is not a problem because if it was a problem, it doesn't help if it's your son. That's what I'm saying. That's the point of it I'm making. Because the fetus, the tear, that was yesterday's Gemara. But whatever, however you learn that, we learned that that's not the problem. The problem is the das machna of the guy, and by his son, you have that's how we learned last night. Koy b'etzel benoy. Yeah. Amar Shmuel Rav Chana b'gdasa, poik isely b'asara. Go bring me a minion. V'em look b'apayu. I'm a zakel uber kana. V'elchus I'm zakel uber loykana. Why? Because he got gomer makna. Ha'ud amar b'su nichsai lebni. This is a hot one. A guy tells his wife, "Do you have liminoch? I'm giving away my estate to the kids that are going to come from you." He's very happy with his wife. It's a third marriage. He finally found someone that he compatible.
Finally found happiness.
And he's about to lose all of it. She wasn't pregnant. Whatever you're gonna have from me.
We had this yesterday also.
No Uber yet. So now he didn't give the gift to anybody yet because there's nobody here. So that's for sure no gift here. It's the gift that doesn't give yet. So Nixle Abni, the heavenly minach, also break a shisha. Now he had a son from the first wife who he didn't like, I guess. I'm like, who gaver might have a leah? So do I get? He was who gaver means him. Does he get like these kids? It means he gets a chelik yerusha. That he gets one chelik. There's gonna be 10 kids there eventually. Let's say, so he's one of 10. But does he also get this nixi lebni the heavenly minach? Does he get another portion? Not just right the yerusha he gets. Talking about this. Does he also get a portion over here?
He's giving everything to this new wife.
Question is this guy included?
Is he included in this
can
giveaway?
Take away his does this take away from his Yerusha?
No, he says.
Does this take away from his Yerusha? if we say it does, so then he would get nothing. Why does he automatically get something? And B, why would he get part of the Yehavli Minay?
Yeah. Look at the Rashbam. Is Chelek Talia Mokam Banya? Okay, well, we'll see the Gemara for a second. It's just the Gemara's answer. But Rashbam speaks it out that there's two things over here. Who don't want to pursue Nixalev need the Yehavli Minach? Also break a Shisha. I'm like, who Gabra? Might have all that. Am I also included in this matana that you gave to your kids? Amalei zil kni kechad mebra. Yeah, go take like one of the kids. Zahanach vaday loykanu da katalesno. Hi, is chaylo katayim makabanya or less chaylo katayim makabanya? What's the lemaisa? Does he have? Doesn't he have? So Rashbam says is chaylo katayim makabanya. The akav de banya loykanu b'karech matana zu. I feel chaylo echad or lessno. There's nobody here. I feel Uber, the name of Daichel Adam Krovitz of Anoi, which we say that would work. I feel like a Beria Talia, Kana, Bekoyach Matana Zu, Chelik Echel, Milvad, Chelko Shiyoshim Echel. Means, is he part of this gift? This is a special gift that he gave away to his kids now, besides the Yerusha. I don't know what else I guess there's other stuff here. There's other Yerusha here. So is he included in this gift? That's the question. So the Gemara, one says yes, one says not. So the Gemara says, Amalei Rav Avol, Rav Yermia, Hilchas HaKavasan. We're right. No, Hilchas HaKavasan, Hilchas HaKavasaychu. Amalei Pshita, Hilchas HaKavasan, like us. Why? The Kishishna Menachem, we're older. V'lav Hilchas HaKavasaychu, the Dara Tekiat, and you're young. Amalei Midi B'Kishish Talmisa, who came at the age here? What's the Svara? B'taim time Milsa. B'taim am I. What's the reason? So he says, Zil Legabe de Rabbi Oven, the Azbrasa Nehalei, the Kashba Reshai, Bemid Rosho. And I told him a Svara, and he agreed with me. So Azagabe, so he went to him, Amalei Ilu Amalei Kini Kichamor. Mi Kani? No, because Chamor, there's no Kenyan. The Edma Kini Kichamor, Loi Kona. At Chamor, At Vichamor. So Mele, you're not Kona. So this is the same thing as Chamor. There's nothing here. There were no kids. So you're not Kona. Rav Nachum Amar Kona Mechza. Rav Nuna Amar Loi. Amar Klum. Rav Sheshes Amar Kona HaKoil. And tomorrow we're going to go on Rav Sheshes. We start with Rav Sheshes and we finish Rav Sheshes. That's the Ashkacha Pratis. Yeah, because it doesn't work. So what's he saying? It must be what he's saying is to give this kid everything. Got any of the Moitzi Dvar Levatala. Because he said that thing, right? Because he was around when he made this deal. He's the only one around. It makes a big difference because if you have a few kids, he gets an extra portion. Yeah. Oh yeah, we're almost done here. Another yeah. Gimel Hey, Kain Gadol Paris Mamata Vehedim Mamala. You're not allowed to rip the Gadol on top, only on the bottom. Vehedim Mamala, you can rip it on top. Kain Gadol Makav Oinu Vele Eichel, Vehedim Makav Vele Eichel. Neither.